Well, we're going to have speech coaching with you.
That's relevant to share our event. We make it in order to promote basketball and to show that in KFC and NBA really want to make something noble and nice and to show our attitude to the young towards sports.
Spencer
is our special guest who supports the cause, who is here in order to present NBA.
And
which our global campaign is a part of the event. We had like to thank especially to people of National Basketball League who also so well and fast and wholeheartedly came to the will to make this event together and in collaboration.
Okay.
I would like to present
Atush. Нашу проект. Той е проектът на Самекс. Познавате господин Стефан Станев, председател на
Българската NBA.
И съответно господин Гушков.
Мистер Гушков.
Please go ahead with your questions and everything that you want to find out. Thank you.
Everything?
Всичко ли? I have one very important bookmaker question. Who will be the champion of NBA this season?
The Lakers.
Lakers.
Is it hard for young...
Sorry. Is it hard for young player in Europe to reach NBA now? And in your time, what was the difference? Now here is Georgi Glushkov, who is the first East European who reached NBA. And he shared that it was very difficult at the time. Which your observations?
It's just going to be a lot of players. In fact, what we are doing here tonight is going to inspire. I felt the shaking of the hand of a couple of young players that are coming, that I shook hand tonight with, that are going to be in the NBA.
Имах ръкостискане, усещам, че тези хора ще играят в NBA.
And what we're doing now, we are nursing, we're planting the seeds for those players.
Ние посяваме семената за тези играчи в момента.
And so I want to thank all of you all and all of us. This is a very important night.
Искам да благодаря на всички вас. За нас това е една много важна вечер.
Because we're going to see that fruit bears fruit later.
Защото ние ще видим плодовете от тези семена, които засяваме тази вечер по-късно. Ще видите в Олимпийските игри участниците от България, надяваме се. И професионалната игра, разбира се, в NBA.
And you know, it's not all you can make the European leagues
може да достигнете европейска лига
and make a very good living.
И наистина да се издържате много добре от това.
So all of these young players tonight that I saw, and in fact I saw 3 NBA players.
Наистина сред тези млади хора тази вечер аз открих 3 играча достойни за NBA.
And so you know, it's not that much difference between the ones that make it and the ones that don't.
Наистина няма такава голяма разлика между тези, които успяват и тези, които не могат да достигнат това ниво.
It's a matter of getting the breaks. What the Federation and what these fine gentlemen are doing now is laying the framework. So
това наистина, което правим всички ние, тези господа, които са тук тази вечер, е да поставим началото, да поставим една рамка и основа.
So the NBA and other professional teams will be looking at Bulgaria for their
players. Така че NBA и други професионални отбори да търсят в България свои играчи, участници в тези отбори.
Which is very, very well. And we want to thank KFC.
Искаме да благодарим специално KFC.
And all of the people that are involved.
И всички хора, of course, които са ангажирани на NBA, разбира се.
And I've been very pleased with what has taken place here.
Наистина удовлетворен съм изключително от това, което се случва тук.
And quite surprised with the beautiful city you
Доста съм изненадан от този красив град, в който всички вие живеете.
Well, and that was a phone call.
Това беше много важно.
Other question?
Is there a huge difference between
Is there a huge difference between the Bulgarian, European, sorry, and basketball that is played in NBA? And because the statement of all is that the two things are getting very close in the last years, as opposed to the 70s and 80s, when it was an alien, the basketball in the States.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is you know, we were looking at possibly even some of those players that are on the floor tonight. I was looking at the youth, the young players.
Някои тези играчи, които тази вечер бяха и се представиха, бяха изключителни. Аз гледам с много голямо внимание младите играчи.
I know some of the young boys that we saw in the stands are going to be in the NBA.
Дори и малкото момчета, които видях отстрани на пейките, смятам, че техният ентусиазъм също е достатъчен, за да стигне NBA.
And I saw out of the 3-on-3 tournament, there were those three that won the championship. All three of those guys could can easily play in the NBA.
Смятам, че всички трима от тези, които спечелиха награди тази вечер, спокойно могат да играят в NBA.
Especially number 15 with his attitude.
Особено харесах номер 15. Смятам, че той наистина е достоен за лигата.
And number 9 is
really number 9 също.
Yeah. And Hall. They are all good players.
Но смятам, че и тримата бяха много добри играчи.
Yes, sir.
I have two questions. One of them, the first one, you are a famous legend in Seattle Supersonic. What is your opinion for the fact that this season Seattle would not have a team in NBA? And the second question, is your opinion for collaboration in the last year between NBA and EuroLeague?
What happened?
The collaboration between NBA and EuroLeague in the last years, which practically gave birth to NBA Europe. What is your opinion of that?
Well, I mean, if we look at the players, you have, I think it's 25 or 27% of the players are non-American, so that's in the NBA.
Ако погледнете към играчите, 25-27% от тях не са американци.
And when I played, there were none.
А когато по моите времена почти нямаше, много малко бяха.
So to see that increase because
и наистина тази това увеличение и да видим това увеличение.
We have a deficit in terms of United States players.
Имаме дефицит по отношение на играчи от щатите.
Because they watch too much highlights.
Защото те търсят блясъка на славата твърде
много. So they don't have the pure game that the European players
have. Не ги вълнува чистата игра, която вълнува европейските играчи.
So that's where the catch up is being.
И това е всъщност хватката.
So don't show too many highlights.
Не трябва да се гледа твърде много блясъка на славата. We have another one. What do you think? Is it useful for European basketball, the fact that many American players come here, in fact, and they are actually stars? And how is this reflected in the lack, in the deficit of players in the States?
Which one was the question?
Може ли да повторите?
No, you asked.
Доколко е полезно това, че много играчи от Америка идват тук и тук наистина са звезди, след като не са успели да пробиват.
How useful is for the players that came here and being really a star when they couldn't make it in the US?
No, because a lot of players develop later.
Много от играчите се развиват впоследствие.
So, I mean, it's not like if you look at the NBA now, you have
NBA
the player from, there were four players who defected from the NBA to Europe.
To Ruska. Играчите, Ruska. Избягаха от NBA към Russia, и дойдоха в Европа,
to
в Русия, в Гърция,
to Italy,
в Италия.
And one other team, I can't.
И още един отбор в момента.
So teams, guys are going back and forth.
Така
now,
че хората се движат напред.
So a player that's not playing in the NBA,
така че играч, който не играе в NBA,
does not mean that he is
NBA,
not a good player.
Не означава, че той не е добър
играч. Play in the NBA.
Той
it's just a matter of the breaks.
В NBA, но пак да бъде добър играч. Yeah. Въпрос е как се е точно играта как се тръгва.
Maybe need another agent.
Sorry. Може да имат нужда от по-добър агент.